only one here who knows the illegal ninja moves from the government.
Chris.
Who throws a shoe? Honestly.
Ben.
Who would steal 30 bag lunches?
Danny.
Oh, you guys like to tell jokes and giggle and kid around, huh? Giggling like a bunch of young boys from the schoolyard.
Shoddy Radio.
Hey, welcome to Shoddy Radio. Okay, so on the last episode, I put my dad on trial for smoking a cigarette in my house or in my shower and trying to hide it from me. And so if you didn't listen to last episode, this is kind of a continuation of our last episode. So you should go download our last episode and listen to it before you listen to this. Because at the end of our last episode, we cut my dad off in the middle of a story. So in this episode, we pick up in the middle of that story and... then I put my dad on trial again for a much more serious charge. And I'm hoping to get a conviction this time. Not to give anything away. Who knows? I may have got a conviction last time. Either way, Chris is again playing his public defender. I'm the prosecution and Ben's the judge. So enjoy. Right, Dad.
I don't really remember where we left off.
Dad, you got to get up on the... You remember?
I don't really remember where we left off yet. I suffer from CRS. Everybody knows that.
You're not... When I say get up on the mic, I don't mean move.
I suffer from CRS.
What does CRS stand for?
Can't remember shit.
Oh, I walked right into that one.
See, I thought you were setting him up, by the way. So, yeah, just...
I seriously didn't know.
So, Dad, you were telling us a story. Don't start yet. You were telling us a story about a time when you were hitchhiking and you got some people that picked you up. They gave you a bunch of LSD. And then when they gave you LSD, right after that, they dropped you off and you were hitchhiking again. And then the cops pulled you over, right?
I was in Santa Clara, I think.
Stay up on the mic.
I was in Santa Clara, I believe, which is right near San Jose.
Okay, and how do the cops pull you over for hitchhiking, by the way? What do they say?
Put your thumb down.
I don't
down.
Believe, I had a giant hitchhike thumb, I think, maybe. I used to have it a lot back then.
Right, but what do they say? Like, they can't really pull you over. They just pull up next to you, right? Like, there's really no chase or pullover scene, right?
Right, you know what? Oh, because that was back in the early 70s. I had long hair, and hippies were frowned upon, and especially by the police. They would roust me and others of the same sort.
Yeah,
long-haired hippie freaks.
Yeah, they just always thought that you guys would just happen to have drugs on you. They were just profiling you, right? They just assume, look at this long hair and hippie outfit. He probably has LSD on him. So anyway, go ahead. They pulled you over.
Yeah, they pulled me over. And in this case, unfortunately, my last ride had given me some orange sunshine.
Is orange sunshine a specific type of acid?
Yeah. And so I like, oh, okay, thanks, man, you know. And so I'm like, oh, my God. They had me, with orange sunshine on me. And then I thought, the only thing I could think of that would get me out of it was to go, you planted it, right? And so that's what I did. I was acting like, oh, I ain't got nothing on me or nothing. And so, and then...
Because whose word is a judge gonna take?
Yeah,
five cops, or a guy who was hitchhiking with long hair
and suffers from CRS.
Well, at that time, I didn't suffer from CRS yet. I was a lot younger.
He hasn't been diagnosed yet.
My dad used to have RS.
Yeah. He remembers shit.
Yeah. So anyway.
So then you went to court.
And then I went to court. Then my
your attorney, your counsel.
Well,
your lawyer.
Public defender, yeah.
Public defender.
I knew I'd think of the name. My public defender, like, he goes, okay, I think we can beat this, you know. And so I told him, all right, you know. And so he said, just stick by your guns. And I said, okay, you know. And so I stuck by my guns. And then I said, I don't know how you know. And then so.
Oh, you got off as a deaf mute retard.
I know I didn't have that. I didn't used to have that. Orange sunshine.
You didn't even use a specific term for it.
What kind of LSD it was? Cause, well, I'm a hippie, man. I'm hip. You know? But anyhow, so.
So you did get off for it. You didn't get.
Yeah. What happened was they let me skate. That's what the dudes in the jailhouse with me the whole time I'm sweating bullets were telling me. You're gonna skate, man. And so, sure enough. I skated. They had not anything else to do but let me go. I wasn't from there anyhow, so they let me ride. They let me skate. They let me just walk away, and that's what I did. But I remember as soon as I walked out, court got outside, my public defender was there, and he shook my hand. Said, yeah, good job. I remember that.
Okay, well. Let's do a little bit of a reenactment right now. On the last episode we did, we put my dad on trial because he had a cigarette that I found in my, he had a cigarette that, well, we don't know if he had it. Actually, the judge, Ben, found that he wasn't guilty of having that cigarette.
There was no witnesses and, the only evidence was circumstantial at best.
Even though my dad told us where the pack of cigarettes that he got it from was during the trial and he brought it out into evidence.
Usually, you can't take a testimony of a guy suffering from CRS.
So anyway, so he skated on that one, but I got another charge coming up right here.
Oh,
Chris,
no.
You might need to play public defender again because I recently found this in my dad's backpack.
What?
Chris,
now,
one of the problems last time, Chris and
all
Ben.
Right, this is cool. I remember about this now.
Chris, you might want to put a muzzle on him again.
This time, Craig, we're not going to. Hey, listen, my defense this time, Craig, I think that you shouldn't confess constantly.
Hey, okay, Chris.
That'll be our strategy.
Let's huddle. Me and Chris get to huddle.
All right, Chris, do it on the mic. I won't be able to hear it. You can just. Right. That way the audience can hear it, but I can't hear it. Get right up on the mic, Dad.
What happened was...
Talk quietly.
I found that, and it was right around the corner of our building. It was over by where you get... I always go around behind where the camera is that makes the light come on to go to the garbage. So that's what I was doing, and I saw that, and I looked in there and said, wow, man, look at all this bud. And then I go, well...
Last time we tried to get my dad... I tried to get my dad with one case of smoking cigarettes. In my house, and we couldn't. I couldn't prove it. And one of the problems was we didn't have any evidence. Well, this time, I would like to present. What is it called, Jamie?
Marijuana.
No, but when you say like Exhibit A, excuse me.
Exhibit A.
Yeah, I would like to
Exhibit M.
I would like to present Exhibit A, which is.
Do you have the top on there?
Yeah, which is a bottle of. It looks to be prescription marijuana. That my dad that I found in my dad's backpack.
I'm wondering if it's mine.
No, I found it over there by the entrance of the back.
So
like
far.
I said, the back way I go.
Dad, you might not want to start admitting things yet.
Remember
Chris
our defense of not admitting things.
To defend you here, you don't have to say anything to incriminate yourself.
Can I see that?
Now I'll give it over to the defense. Chris, why don't you take a smell there?
This is not my pharmacy. Strand, Ken's OG, Indica, 1 gram. I never even heard of Ken's OG. Smell it.
Okay.
Smells good.
It smells okay. I'm going to take some of this for evidence.
I think I know who it belongs to.
Hang on a sec. So
I figured it out. Smells good to me. I could tell.
Hang on. Jeez, my dad looks like he's hungry.
Oh.
He's going to eat it.
I know. So.
Hey, no, that isn't enough.
Last time, Ben dismissed the case because there was not enough evidence proving that my dad was the one who had the cigarette.
We're lacking a witness.
We're lacking a witness. Now, in this case, I found this in his backpack, in his actual backpack. And let me tell you something else. Right when I found the backpack, he was going to bed, and right before he went to bed, he started going, where's my backpack at? Because I was going, because my dad's been acting a little weird lately since he's come off his pills. So he starts collecting bottle caps and what are those things called? Like, you know, the little piece that when you open a can, it has that little,
the little top.
Yeah. The top. He keeps like five of those in his pocket. He has like, so they're all over my house.
They're seeds. So I can find real aluminum, you know, quantity aluminum.
Right. So those are everywhere. So I'm like emptying out his pockets and emptying out anything that he puts stuff in because I just don't want it to get all over my house. And I was looking for his backpack, and he knew I was looking through everything that he had at that moment, right when he was going to bed. So he said, "Hey, have you seen my backpack?" And I was like, "No." He's like, I started looking around for it. And I was like, "What do you need your backpack for, Dad? You're going to bed." He's like, "Oh, I don't know.
I just wanted to know where it was," what I said.
Yeah, which...
I don't like going to bed if I have items misplaced in the house, because then I can't sleep right. I want to know where everything is.
Exactly.
Which
Thank
now
you,
leads me to believe that he was trying to hide. It would lead me to believe that he knew I was going to find the marijuana and be upset that he had it in the house to begin with. And I did find it, and he didn't seem surprised by it one little bit when I showed it to him. And I will say, he told me exactly where he found it, and he said he didn't smoke any of it, which I actually believe, but he told me he found it by where our buddy sits at, and our buddy is this guy that we can always tell when he comes near our house. Yeah. He just sits out on the street, and we can smell weed out by our house. So he found it out over there.
Well, I really don't see a crime here. What I see here is a man who constantly picks up trash, looks after the environment, tries to restore Mother Earth to her pristine condition that it was once in before the white man took over.
And, thank God I'm Indian.
And he picks this up. This is a class one narcotic, Jamie? Oh, God. Class A, some kind of narcotic. He didn't want a small child who's too young to be able to appreciate this, find this.
And to appreciate
thank
it.
You, attorney.
So all I see here is a concerned citizen, A, cleaning up the environment, right. B, protecting our children,
yeah,
and just, you know, generally trying to be a good citizen. I don't see a crime here. Okay. I think these should be commended.
Now, let me tell you another thing he said. When he told me, I didn't even smoke it. I was tempted, but I didn't have any papers.
Or a pipe.
Well, see, that goes against our defense, Craig.
No, I'm just saying I couldn't.
No, you don't
that
have to
just
say
meant I couldn't. No, I didn't mean.
We're not
going to
put you. On
I knew.
The,
I
not,
meant.
We're not going to put you on I the stand couldn't. This time.
I would like to try to call Craig Savage to the stand.
Yeah. You don't need to. I am Crud. You can even call me by my nickname.
You don't
Calamity Crud.
You don't need to put your shoes on to be on the stand.
Well, I thought
you're basically naked on the stand. Okay. Having flip flops on won't make it more official.
Okay.
Now, Crud, when you found that marijuana, if you had papers with you, do you think you would have smoked it? Get it right up on the mic there before you answer, Craig.
Wait a minute. I object to this. You can't just ask him, hey, if you had this and that, do you think you would have committed a crime?
Plead the fifth?
Well, plead the fifth, Craig.
Exactly. I plead the fifth.
You're leading the witness,
to
my
try
friend.
To remember my thought that I had when I found this.
Yeah, you came in. Now, Craig, if you had a knife and you were really angry at someone, do you think you'd be capable of murder?
No, that I know. I'm a man of peace.
That's true.
I wouldn't.
But he still did have possession of a narcotic that was not his. And the bigger problem is he had it in my house.
I like that you said that was not his. That's very telling. I agree with you. That was not his. He was in possession of a narcotic. That was not his. Just like the DEA is in possession of lots of narcotics that they've taken from criminals and people who wanted to do harm to young children sell it to children on the street. He was in possession, yeah.
I actually caught him trying to sell it to kids.
He
put up a Craigslist.
I know that's not true because he would have admitted it by now.
Anyway, the thing is,
get up on the mic there, Craig.
Since then, I thought, well, hey, maybe I know who has it. You remember the name Paul, I think, is one of them, of our new neighbors. Paul and his brother.
Those black kids?
Yeah.
You think the weed might be the black kids?
It might be, because he smokes around there a lot. In fact, I was going...
Seems reasonable to me.
When I was going around so I didn't trip the light to dump the garbage...
This is like the oldest thing in the book. Like whenever some white person would get caught doing something.
Because he was sitting there.
Whenever some white person would get caught doing something back in like the 50s, they would just claim they saw a black guy in the air.
No, but he did startle me because it was dark.
Go, boy!
I got to admit that. And right in front of him, he scared me, man.
He snuck up on you? You didn't see him coming?
I didn't see him until the last second. I told him he scared me because I was like, anyway, taking the trash to the trash can and try not to trip the light to turn on all the vehicles. So that's why I go behind. And unfortunately.
No, I got you. I hear you. It's probably the black kids around here that are smoking weed. Good point.
So that's what I wanted to do. I wanted to ask him if it was his. So.
You know what you should do? Go over there right now and ask him, but knock on the door because their dad will probably answer. That way you can just ask their dad. Oh, your son's home. Because I think I found their weed.
I'm going to ask Paul.
Hey, you're the only black people.
He's the one I saw. So
yeah, I found some weed.
You're the only black people in the neighborhood. Did you lose your illegal drugs?
No, I'm going to ask the one that scared me, Paul, you know. What's his brother's name?
Like Jamal? Paul and Jamal. No, Jamarcus. Tyrone. Was it Tyrone?
Paul and Tyrone? I don't remember.
I don't think it was Paul, though. I think it was Japal. Wasn't his first name Japal?
Japal?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, I had it wrong. I just heard the Paul part. Well, thank you for enlightening me.
So the next time you see him, call him Japal.
Call him incorrectly. Japal. Okay. Hey, Japal. I found
his name's not really Japal. I'm just making that up.
Well, thank you for not letting me say that.
Good. And don't tell him the story about how your son made up that his name might be Japal also, please.
Why would I do that?
Because you have this weird tendency to just blurt out everything that always happens. So anyway, let's get down to it. Ben?
You know, I have some closing arguments. We don't even know that this is marijuana.
Chris, do you want to find out?
I'm going to take a sample. I'm going to take a sample to the lab, and then we're going to reconvene.
Take a whiff. You can smell it.
Craig,
Craig,
listen.
He's trying to give a reasonable...
You're not supposed to argue with me.
He's trying to create reasonable doubt here, Dad, and you're like, are you kidding? You
can smell it right now. He opened the top.
All right, hang on a sec now.
Hey, I'm an old hippie, man, and no way I wouldn't know.
I know the defense is trying to prove that, yes, it's just a small narcotic, and that it's really not that big a deal.
It's a small amount.
There's not even a gram in here.
Okay, that may be the case. However, I have been pointing out over the past week that my dad... I have been pointing out on this episode of court that my dad has been acting especially. I took him off
particularly strange.
Yeah, I've taken him off his medication, and because of that he's been acting strange lately. It's just brain chemistry. He's adjusting to the difference in his brain right now, and he's doing a lot of strange behaviors. But
not now. I'm calmed down.
You're getting much better. But my greater point is that. I don't have a problem with drugs. I don't care about drugs. People can do drugs or they can't do drugs. For some people, drugs improve their lives. For some people, drugs ruin their lives. I know for some people, it doesn't even affect their lives. I know that my dad, when he does, if he were to do drugs right now, would act especially irrational and strange and manic, and it would absolutely affect his life in a negative way. And that is why I'm upset that he has it, because I know that he didn't do it, but I think he might have. And I just want to make the point that I don't want you even being tempted to do something like that, because it's just going to do harm in your life right now. You know, that's my point.
Well, I wanted to make the point that I'm relieved to see that you didn't throw it away. You still have it, because I wanted to ask our neighbor, hey, was this yours?
I think that's a bad idea. Because
I knew other people. I knew another black dude anyhow that was a friend of mine, and he used to mix it with tobacco. You know, and so I think perhaps that he, I've seen him back there smoking tobacco a number of times, so I think perhaps that's what he does as well.
Stay on the mic.
And if so, I'd just as soon give it to him because it belongs to him.
Right.
I don't want to steal from anybody.
That makes sense. Didn't you tell us a story once, Dad, about you when you smoked some marijuana? Speaking of mixing marijuana with tobacco, didn't you smoke some marijuana once that was mixed with PCP or something?
I hated that.
What did that feel like?
Horrible, man.
Like, what? Describe
your
head.
PCP. Some people liked it.
Describe what was going through your head while you were, like, what did it feel like to be on PCP? Can you remember?
Yeah, it felt like I wanted to relax with marijuana, and then all of a sudden I was getting all manic, just getting crazy, getting like, oh, no.
Like you couldn't control yourself, or how? What did it feel like?
Felt like I put a dead substance into me. It was like, it's killing me. I didn't like it at all.
I was just trying to figure out. I've never done PCP, obviously.
I hope not.
And I was just curious what it, I was trying to find out what it felt like. But that,
some people actually like it. I don't understand. But
so anyway, Ben.
It's a pig tranquilizer or something like that. I don't know.
Ben, you want to, Your Honor, are you ready to roll?
Yes. And I think this time we have to make him guilty.
But what should be the punishment here?
The punishment should be he is no longer allowed to wash dishes.
All right. Yeah.
Or at least not with that toilet bowl cleaner.
Maybe not use the toilet brush.
How'd you know about that?
I told Ben about that. All right. Well, at least you didn't yell plant when we put you on the trial this time.
It was underneath the sink of the kitchen, wasn't it?
Actually, I don't think that's a fair ruling. I think he should still be allowed to do dishes, but he shouldn't be allowed to. There should be something, like, he should have some type of punishment here, but I don't know what it is.
Why don't we have people email in the punishment?
Why don't people email in the punishment?
Hey, Paul, man.
You're not asking the black kid in our neighborhood if that's his weed. If it is, why don't you just put it back where we found it? And then,
okay.
And then, but yeah, in the meantime, yeah. why doesn't
I'll put it back.
Chris will put it back. We'll let Chris put it back.
Right. And, I'll say, Chris, it was right there.
And in the meantime,
put it back or not.
Everyone can email in some ideas or leave a voicemail at 1-800, or no, what's our phone number? 7-SHOTTY-NOW. And you can leave a voicemail or give us an email for good ideas for punishment.
Or write it on Facebook.
Yeah, do it somehow. Punishment. Communicate. Yep.
And the winner gets the weed.
No little kid.
Yeah, oh, there you go. We'll
no
mail
little
it.
Kid got it.
Federal. I'll just put my address as the return address.
I hope that guy
I'll pay
in
for
Australia
it with a credit card, too. Yeah, the Australian dude.
Yeah, the postage would really make it worth his while.
I know.
Worth our while.
Like $45.
What if they have dogs that sniff the mail?
Yeah, that's true. We hadn't thought of that.
There's a lot of problems.
All right,
that's
then.
That's potent.
All right.
We'll let you go, Ben. Thanks. Thanks,
all right,
Dad.
Thanks.
See you.
Good night.
Have fun. Thank you.